Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo. Cash, less procrastinating. School was cool, but the cash had me fascinated. Rappers mad whack, trash juice, sanitation. These blocks hotter than the hands of Satan. Listen, I can't be waiting to greater my situation. Dreaming about infinity pools and annihilating. Bumping 70s tunes, no more making felony moves. Heavenly groove with a veteran crew. Used to hit my little licks with my Mexican boo. Took long road trips, see Penelope Cruz. She said, Poppy, you the man. Been thinking about you all day. Gave me a hand job while I'm drinking Bombay. Back in the day, I was listening to Kanye. Dropped out of college, now I struggle for the Bombay. West side with my gun, call me Conway. End of the road on bended knee, they call you Wanye. Been nice since British nights and snow cones. So fly, I should rhyme near the ozone. I'm not for play, let me ride, word to Dr. Dre. I'm sure these rappers about to start rocking lingerie. Former trapper, plastic baggies in my castle. Graduated from crack with flakes in my tassel. Niggas rocking yoga pants, back BB Dazzle. And bitches out here fucking these niggas, it got me baffled. I cut the grass, but the snake still got in. I ain't no joke, microphone fiend, rock him. Came a long way from puffin' duck in my P.O. Rhyming all hype like my ghost writer is Debo. Crazy people, they questioning my sanity. I'm bringing light skin back single-handedly. These bitches singing on some Motown shit. They should have a couple rats as their profile pic. Used to keep the Trojans with me on some SoCal shit. Niggas acting like they go, but on some lowdown shit. It's your man CHJ, Duck City Music. Real niggas link up, we working, let's get to it. Bury your parent when you kill it, man. Peace to Eric and Parrish and the Steve Miller Band. Rappers got airtime, my rhymes more iller, man. Don't care about their feelings, fam. I air them out, selling fans. They in the nosebleed, selling fans. Making MCs nosebleed, and then I steal his fan. And I can just kill a man, ski till they nosebleed. They sniffing in the cut by the kilogram. The sound so dope, I move to the exit. Listen, quit fucking around with pounds, and now I do the metric system. And I ain't stressing about being the best hustler. Either you invested, my nigga, or you a customer. And nah, this ain't to dig 'em, smack, you smack me and get clapped with Max. I'm a soldier, you a dummy, I'ma take your rent. Ever heard fighting over money make no sense? You a simp, tricking chips, bitch, you ain't no pimp. I'm popping up with my hitters where that Draco went. It's not BET, but bet we got that hip-hop. Blazing in the basement like Tigger dropping that Hitchcock. I'm Joe Clair, it's so clear, my shit polished, but my rap's gritty. I'm Rap City with Chris Thomas on the rampage. They not for real, crossing over, so what you saying, man? You got to chill. Back to business with my fishermen. Rap Gilligan on the island, yo, you wildin', nobody ill as him. If you're listening, verbal murder is what you're witnessing. Rappers turn the burgers on track, we back ripping them. And it's a shame I have to mention them. Only hang with simpletons when strangling and lynching them. These half-assed cats be swearing that they all of that. I call them whack in the strap, I have them falling back. In the cut, uncut, I spit the rawest crack. And you can suck my black balls where they're calling cat. The hardest rappers get slumped over. At target practice, we dump toasters at Trump posters.
Trippin', she said what you did last night. I know you hit the club, I know you balled last night. Actually, I was trying to get my vocals tight. I had to make a play, I got off the turnpike. When there's holes in the gravel, it don't burn right. Is it true you involved with that street life? I know you the plug, I know you got that cheap price. I'm showing you love, I'm hoping that you take flight. I'm in the studio, trying to drop a hit. Pray to God all my dogs go legit. Ayy, lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets. Yeah, lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets. Yeah, lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets. Yeah, lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out. coming out till we make it out these streets, y'all. Been going hard in the lab, hoping it pay off. When you chasing that bag, can't take no days off. Hey, I'm just trying to get a piece of the pie. I'm just trying to take a trip to Dubai. I'm just trying to make a living off these. I can do it, made a living off these streets. I pursue it, I got love for the music. To take my niggas out the streets is why I do it. I'm in the studio, trying to drop a hit. Pray to God all my dogs go legit. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Hey, I ain't coming out, I ain't coming out. Just throw away the key, just throw away the key.
Premiere we're going to do tonight and tomorrow night, so make sure you tune back in at 9 p.m. tomorrow because we're going to be on more topics. All right, so now yes. Y'all know a lot of stuff done went on since we were last here. I mean, like crazy stuff been happening, y'all. Like, the world is becoming a terrible place to live in. One of the main things that, and this is not a topic, this is more something that we should discuss, though. But it's like, I get these emails to my account where, like, it gives me a list every day of foods that are contaminated in some type of way, or that's being pulled from the shelves in some type of way. And we just had a big thing here in Alabama with the beef and the salmonella. So they took all the beef off of the shelves because of contamination, salmonella, and some taco seasonings was in that too. So
oh,
you
wow.
got to just be careful about the things that you're buying for your family, because some of these things are on the red list. And actually, I got the email before the meat was actually pulled. Like, I got the email one day, and I went to the store. There was still ground beef there, but when I went back, they had pulled all the ground beef. But I'm quite sure people had bought ground beef before they pulled it. So just, you know, always try to keep up with that kind of stuff, because it's hard to buy for your family now. You don't know what to buy.
Right. Very true. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah. It's crazy, crazy, craziness. So, as always, you guys, Trump is up to something. And this last shenanigan. Yeah, the last shenanigan he pulled. I'm just going to play this little clip, you guys, of what Trump had to say. And we'll come back and discuss it. It's very quick, but this is your president.
Of course, Trump is always up to something. In a news press conference recently, when asked what did he mean by the tweet that he tweeted, "Go back to your own country," this was his response.
Well, I didn't mention names, and I didn't do that, but I will tell you with our country. And I think everybody in this audience, these are great manufacturers, great workers in our audience too. They brought a lot of their workers here. If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way. A lot of people love it. But if you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now. Come back if you want. Don't come back. It's okay, too. But if you're not happy, you can leave.
Okay, so that was his response to his tweet, his racist, very racist tweet. And I don't really care how many people like it. It doesn't make it right.
Right.
So I just want to ask you guys, what are your thoughts on a leader, our leader, being such a racist individual? And all of us are black. So I want to know you guys' feelings on that. And I'm going to start with the God Heyru. What do you think about Trump making a bold statement like that in a tweet on Twitter?
I mean, personally, I think it's inappropriate based on his position in the country. However, this country has become so polarized, man, that they will squeeze, like, all the juices out of something. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you take the overall context of what he's saying, it's fucked up to say, man, but it's not really racist. It's like from a standpoint of a motherfucker in my hood complaining about what niggas doing in the hood, a nigga like you don't like it, nigga move. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's in everything that he say is so inappropriate because of who he is and the mindset that we know he has. At the same time, the country is so polarized, man, that even, you know, the Democrats are so far left, man, that they got, like, dudes that civil rights activists for their whole careers, man, like, questioning, you know, whether they racist or not. You know what I'm saying? Then you got Republicans, man, they so far to the right that they on some shit of, like, man, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't anti-everything, man, that you ain't a patriotic American and shit. So it's like, I listen to a lot of the shit they say, but I'm not surprised by nothing, man. I'm just tripping off of now that it's political season. Everybody got something to say. Everybody want to start talking about how he making all these different statements or he doing this. Now, this dude been calling this lady that is, turns out from her DNA that she's not really a Native American, but he been calling her Pocahontas for like 5 years. Nobody's surprised by anything the dudes say. Nobody has been outraged by it. But at the same time, if you break it down and take it away from Trump having said that, and you break it down to somebody from another country, man, coming over here, becoming nationalized, and complaining about, like, some things that are part of the democratic process, man, in such a harsh way, or, you know what I'm saying, want things to be changed outside of the democratic process. And, I mean, that's a part of it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like every single, like, to make my perfect example of it is this, the justice system. All the white people, man, when people say, man, I'm in jail, I'm innocent. When people say, man, look, if you in jail, you had to do something. That's always been the standard until O.J. Simpson got found not guilty. Then the system was broken. So I'm saying that's what it's like to me. So, I mean, it's a democratic process, man. I mean, they elected the dude, knowing who he was, how he was. I mean, they getting what they asked for. Those who didn't vote, they getting what they asked for. I'm sitting back, man, finding it quite humorous, man. Dude is entertaining. You know, he entertaining.
He is.
Maybe motherfuckers will wake up.
Yeah, he is that, definitely. Miss Nat, what are your thoughts?
I can't stand him. He gets on my last nerve every single day of my life. And but this is one of, but this is one of the statements that I've said myself before, but not in the same context as he said it. My issue with people saying things is the whole backpedaling, because the way he he, the clip you just played and the way he tried to explain what he said is not what he said. Like, let's be clear about that. Whenever a person has repeatedly made racial remarks and you say something to the extent of, well, if you don't like being here, go back to where you came from. Well, does that apply to his wife as well? Because she's not from here either.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So let's not do that. You know what I mean? But if I were to say, oh, well, if you don't like living in Huntington, West Virginia, and you're not from here, then go back to where you came from. I'm not a racist person. So if that were to come out of my mouth, it wouldn't be a racial type of comment. But coming from a person who constantly make racial remarks, I definitely took it as a racial, thing that he said. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But he, of course, with the backlash, now he wants to try to backpedal and try to clean it up. Don't try to clean it up. Go ahead and stand by what you said. When you said it the way you said it the first time, your ass meant it in that exact way. Don't try to backpedal. Mm-hmm. But just with his position, you know, in power, he is absolutely out of line. But when you have people who are siding with everything that he say and they're hyping him up, it just gives him more motivation to keep on saying what he's saying. So the real question is, who's going to stop him? When is this going to stop? Because as long as he's, you know, getting by with all of this, these types of comments are never going to stop. So it's kind of like, you know, we get so used to the fucking dumb shit that he say that I'm just like, okay, it's another day with Trump making some BS comments.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's my take.
Okay. Snipe, what do you think?
Y'all know I can't stand this man. But these are the same comments I might say to somebody, too. But I'm not going to say the racial comments and backpedal and try to clean it up. If I'm going to go all full throttle and say what I said, you know what I'm saying, it ain't going to be in this content. And plus, you like the president, dog. You ain't supposed to say these kind of things to people because you got your whole staff might be, you know, black, white, Chinese, all kind of sitting inside your power of people. So you sitting up here saying this, how you think they're going to feel when you saying these kind of things to the public? You see what I'm saying? And you got other countries just looking at us like, this can't be serious. Like, this man out here saying these kind of things, and the country just like, oh, we're going to ride with them. Certain people ride with this kind of things anyway. You know what I'm saying? It don't even matter what he say. They're going to side with him anyway. You know what I'm saying? But me, don't even say these kind of things because now you just opening up more kind of stuff is going to happen with people saying side slicks it out their mouth. And, Trump said it. But when that same person who said it get punched in the mouth, then what?
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying, other stuff happening, then what? They should never did that. You know, they just saying go back to where you came from. It wasn't in that content, though. It didn't mean go back to your country. It just meant to go back to your home state or something, you know, something crazy. But, you know, man, me, don't say these kind of things when you're the president, dog. Don't even say that. You know what I'm saying? Because all you're doing is setting us up for failure for anything. You know what I'm saying? It might start a racial war when it shouldn't have been. You know what I'm saying? Just because of what you said, and we're supposed to ride with it. You know what I mean? It's just crazy. I'll respect him. You know what I'm saying? But some of this stuff now, it's just like Trump did it again. Trump had it again. What he done did now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he said that if you feed in it, you're going to be trapped in it. Don't even get trapped in it. That's all I say. Don't get trapped in this shit.
I just know, you know, by him being a labeled racist, like he is a labeled, his whole family, mom and daddy, everybody is a labeled racist. So for you to make a statement like that, that sounds like something come out of a racist mouth. Now, some of us as black people, we may be racist too and don't know it. But a lot of stuff we feel the same way about. For one, because we have a right. We built this country. So I feel like we got a right to tell everybody to get the fuck on, except the Native Americans that were here first. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if I was a known racist and I was in a position as he has, nothing like that would come out of my mouth to confirm or to verify that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because he knows
right.
by him saying that
right.
he is verified that I am really standing
exactly.
behind my racist views. So that's
exactly.
my take on it. I you know, people hide in plain sight all the time. So
every day,
it's
for real,
it's one of those things. But something else mm-hmm. crazy happened in Atlanta. It's kind of weird to me. They arrested Young Dro, y'all, and it's the craziest thing I have ever seen. And the way that it was written. Was crazy. They said that Young Dro was arrested in Atlanta for weaponizing banana pudding. Weaponizing banana
yes.
pudding. Okay, now he got arrested on the 5th of July for allegedly throwing a plate of banana pudding at his girlfriend during an argument about money. Now, even though the girlfriend made it clear that she didn't want to press charges or to have him arrested, they arrested him anyway, okay?
Yeah.
But I don't understand how banana pudding is, you know, a weapon. You're like, you can you can name a lot of things as a weapon.
I mean, they said
pudding.
It was the plate of banana pudding, so it's probably the plate, man, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. That's just petty. If the wife or the girlfriend says that, hey, I'm not trying to press charges because he threw this plate of banana
right.
pudding at me. You know what I mean? And apparently he didn't throw it at her to hurt her, because if he threw it directly at her, she would be in the hospital, cut up.
Right.
With the plate. But it's just crazy. Like, people getting arrested for just stupid ass shit. Like, that makes me question
right.
that he get arrested just because he was Young Dro, because that don't even make no sense.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Right. Right. You know,
that's one of the
crazy they're
things.
They're always talking about how the jails are so overpopulated and all that type of stuff, but at the same time, that's what you're going to put somebody in jail for. And honestly, if that's, you know, I understand what they mean as far as, like, the charge. I think it's petty as hell, unless it was, like, what,
mm-hmm.
on a plate in a bowl? I mean, a glass bowl? What the hell? But if that's the case, I would have been arrested so many times, because I'm – because I didn't through a lot of stuff in my lifetime.
Right.
A plate of a damn banana pudding, I'll tell you that. So I would still probably be in jail if that was the case. Really bad.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Henry, were you gonna say something?
Yeah, I mean, it's the Me Too movement as well, though, man. I mean, if you really want to look at it, like, dude did get mad at this woman, man, attacked her. Pudding just happened to be his weapon, or what he had in his hand, or what he was eating at the time. You know what I'm saying? It's like, at the end of the day, you can't, I mean, even if it's funny, if it's against the law, man, it's against the law. You know what I mean? It's like, the problem is not with somebody being arrested for what they arrested for. The problem is when the motherfucking, how you put it, the fact that the laws exist. That's what I mean. It's like if, it's against the law to hit somebody with a pillow, man. If somebody get hit with a pillow, man, I mean, you know, go to jail, you go to jail. The same thing, man. It's like everybody is in outrage, man, about people coming to this country illegally, man. I mean, illegally is in the word. You feel what I'm saying? It's like it's in the word. We sit back, man, and we have all these little ideas and concepts about what's right and what's wrong, man. You know, I'm a street dude.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So I'm not as sympathetic about a lot of shit. If she would have been my sister, I'd have broke the nigga neck. Putting whatever. Feel what I'm saying? If she
mm-hmm.
was that's just how shit is, man. I mean, in the hood, everybody complain about these laws. Why in the hood everything is the punishment is violence. You know, so it's like we really got to get in perspective, man, trying to change laws, man, and do something of substance to get shit right instead of, like, cracking jokes and complaining and saying stuff is not cool, because at the end of the day, man, that's the law. You feel what I'm saying? Mobilize and change some of these little bullshit ass laws, man. People be playing around, man. Some of these states, man, you know, sodomy and all copulation and shit is still against the law. Get caught somewhere eating pussy, man, in jail, and we tell out what happened. Like,
right,
this is shit.
Right.
Motherfuckers got to bust moves, man, to get shit right. You know what I'm saying? Nigga lost his temper, though, so banana pudding, man. They ain't going to charge a nigga with much, but it's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call.
It's
nigga, you lost your cool.
It's something.
The L is that you lost your cool.
Y'all don't know banana pudding at nobody now. Y'all have heard the law. Not do that shit. Okay, you guys, we're going to come back in just a minute. And you know we're supposed to have Team Hero Model Squad in the building. Angie B and Candy is going to come and join us, so you guys don't go nowhere. When we come back, we'll hopefully have them in the building. So you guys don't go nowhere.
Biggie bag, huh?
It's new from Wendy's. It's everything you ever wanted for just $5.
Everything I ever wanted?
Wendy's bacon double stack, 4 nuggets, fries, a drink, and the spelling bee medal you lost in second grade because you couldn't spell soliloquy.
It really is everything I ever wanted.
Get a bacon double stack with a quarter pound of fresh beef, nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Wendy's Biggie Bag is everything you ever wanted.
Sorry, I'm going to need all that back.
Really?
It is nice.
Yeah, but are we a van family?
Are we a van family? Of course you are.
The van just talks.
Sales guy, give me your foot. Is it magic? No, it's a Pacifica. Come on in.
Allow me to do a little self-promotion.
Check out all these features that I got up in here.
It also comes in a hybrid.
Yo, what's up? Van life. You know you want it. What are you waiting for? Let's get on the road.
But does it ever shut up?
Get me off the lot, baby. I will sing to you on the way home. Pacifica!
Arcade!
Yeah, right from the go. I got a thing for it. Yeah, right from the go. Yeah, right from the go. Got a thing for it.
Ever been in love with a real like me before, my
like me before me before.
And if you send a text, then you know I'm what's next. You know right from the go, my
right from the go.
And when I fall through, when it slide through, you gon' put on a show for me.
Put on a show.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Get it poppin' from the go. Tell me how you ever been in love with a real like me before, my
like me before me.
And you can get it up, yeah, right from the jump, yeah, right from the go, my
right from the go.
And when I fall through, when it slide through, you gon' put on a show for me.
Put on a show.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Get it poppin' from the go. I got this one and I usually don't stress him, but baby girl, I never seen a like so you. Invite me to your dorm room, baby girl. I got something right for you. Tell you good night for. And I hope she loves sleep. Plus I hope she loves trees. She could swing it my way. Yeah, swing it on me. Got a feeling on me. And I got this one chick that I wanna with. But we can't catch up, cause I'm out here grinding for it and she know. And I think I wanna hit her, but you see the way I'm living, man. I ain't got time for it. And I know this shit crave my game sharper than a switchblade. I'm tailor made, see me small talk. I'm doing somewhere around 90 on the interstate, and now I'm tapped to break. Hey, I've been from the 7, yeah, that's why I throw the deuce. Yeah, that's why I throw the deuce. Yeah, throw the deuce. Winning, roll through, man, and try and scoop like. Throw the in the grinder, then we grind the shit up. Then we dump the shit out and put it in the game. Yeah, nothing changed. Yeah, always stay the same. Stay the same. Tell me how you ever been in love with a real like me before, my
like me before me.
And if you send a text, then you know I'm what's next. You know right from the go, my
right from the go.
And when I fall through, when it slide through, you gon' put on a show for me.
Put on a show.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Get it poppin' from the go. Tell me how you ever been in love with a real like me before, my
like me before me.
And you can get it up, yeah, right from the jump, yeah, right from the go, my
right from the go.
And when I fall through, when it slide through, you gon' put on a show for me.
Put on a show.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Get it poppin' from the go. I got
got this one, and I know I can't stun, so I keep it straight up. Let her know I can't front on her. Can't make something from nothing, ain't doing this for nothing. Let her know I got something for her. Let her know I'm on the road with these, with these. I be in the lab with the smoker on the road. You with me, girl, are you down? Let me know. From the 7, guaranteed it's a go. I be in the back with the chicks at my shows. I be with 3, 4, 5 at the most. I just get them draws and I'm hardly in their phones. I wanna be the thought to make them wet when alone. She hit me with a text to turn the house into a home. And if she going, I'm the type to have her gone. We flying out, my sh** sold, so I'm buying out. I'm living everything I'm rhyming about. They know what I'm about. The 7, yeah, that's why I throw the deuce. Yeah, that's why I throw the deuce. Yeah, throw the deuce, winning, roll through, man, and try and scoop like. Throw the in the grinder, then we grind the shit up, then we dump the shit out and put it in the game. Yeah, nothing changed. Yeah, always stay the same. Stay the same. Tell me how you ever been in love with a real like me before my. And if you send a text, then you know I'm what's next. You know right from the go, my. And when I fall through, when I slide through, you gon' put on a show for me. Yeah, you know how it goes. Get it poppin' from the go. Tell me how you ever been in love with a real like me before my. Like me before me. And you can get it up, yeah, right from the jump. Yeah, right from the go, my. Right from the go. And when I fall through, when I slide through, you gon' put on a show for me. Put on a show. Yeah, you know how it goes. Get it poppin' from the go. Yeah, right from the go. Yeah, right from the go. Yeah, right from the go. Get it poppin' from the go.
Yeah, this be your boy Hero from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And y'all got to make sure y'all tune in to the Real Talk Roundtable. Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tweety Bird Central.
It's Zoom 325 Music House.
And y'all know what time it is, though. I really don't like to drop shit like this, sir. I like to keep shit cool and kosher. You dig? But look. They said some bitch niggas out there, but bitch niggas, you had to once be a real nigga before you became a bitch nigga. Get back to
these
it.
Niggas be acting like a bitch queen.
Only time will tell. Just know that earth is a part of the hell.
The same thing that a bitch
it's whatever they wanna be. They blindfold you so you can't see.
These niggas be acting like a bitch queen.
No support, no love. When you eat, everybody wanna drug.
The same thing that a bitch queen.
Watch your closest homie, singing your mind, playing tricks on me. I ain't calling you a bitch, cause I know that you a bitch. I be calling you a bitch, cause you known to be a snitch. If another team moved, then my niggas gon' blitz. See a falcon in the sky, I'ma hit it, Mike Vick. You can give me 5 minutes, I be done like grits. I don't think you wanna do a suicide slit wrist. If I'm talking out my ass, you be banging my shit. My niggas taking shots, I remain unhit. Television tripping, bet you think it's just a glitch. But little did you know this is an orchestrated hit. Charcoal in the fire, get the mixing in the pit. Action, get the popping, you can watch it like a flick. 8 ball headed to the corner side pocket. I'm up in the sky and the astronauts rocket. For my real niggas, gotta stay true. If a fake nigga feel me, it's another breakthrough.
These niggas be acting like
nigga.
A bitch queen.
Only time will tell. Just know that earth is a part of the hell.
The same thing that a bitch
do. It's whatever they wanna be. They blindfold you so you can't see.
These niggas be acting like a bitch queen.
No support, no love. When you eat, everybody wanna grow.
The same thing that a bitch do.
Watch your closest homie, singing your mind, playing tricks on me. You can feel a nigga heat moving slow like it's lava. Haters read about him like a website blogger. Knock him out the park, home run, he's a Dodger. He can get his own, but they just wanna rob ya. Say they bout their niggas, but he just wanna flodge. Headlights on you in the dark camouflage. Nail in the coffin with a black hammer rod. Last look stream saved to my fucking iPod. Think your homeboy girl, cause a nigga locked up. And when they get released, you like, Dago my bruh. I'ma keep it real, don't wanna mislead ya. A long handle spoon, I'ma use when I feed ya. But
don't leave me. We got a lot of haters at large. Look at who you deal with when you play your cards. Look at who you chill with on that boulevard. Get you all in your feelings, slipping off these niggas.
Bitch,
nigga.
Like a bitch,
only time will tell. Just know that earth is a part of the hell. It's whatever they wanna be. They blindfold you so you can't see.
These niggas be acting like a bitch.
No support, no love. When you eat, everybody wanna drug. Watch your social, homie, thinking your mind playing tricks on me. Some people say they real, but they talk behind your back. Tell you anything, get you far from the facts. Everything that he speak, not true, he's a rat. Eyes open, see the snake squeezing all through the crack. Shed so many tears for niggas in every prison. I can see the dead walking upon the living. I don't wanna hear about, he said this, never said to my face then. He ain't say shit, rubber crab on his stomach, watch that nigga fall asleep. Woke up from a dream, a vision of his defeat. I am feeling good, I'm on Pleasure Island. Heat like a desert if you motherfuckers prowling. City boy fire, burn like smoke wood. Ashes to ashes, firm that I stood. Straight up in the paint, true is what you ain't. Catch them in the club, dropping pills in your drink.
These niggas be acting like
nigga.
A bitch,
only time will tell. Just know that earth is a part of the hell. It's whatever they wanna be. They blindfold you so you can't see.
These niggas be acting like a bitch,
no support, no love. When you eat, everybody wanna grow. Watch your close, homie, thinking your mind playing tricks on me.
Nigga,
don't miss out every Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out my whole crew on the Real Talk Roundtable with Tweety B, Miss Knack, The Guy Hayrule, K. Esco, DJ Sergeant Rock, and Snipe. Because it's that Real Talk Roundtable where we at.
All right. Real Talk Roundtable. We have Team Hero Model Squad in the building. Candy and Amy. Okay. First of all, we want to say thank you guys so much for coming on to the show. Right, guys?
Yes. Thank you for sure.
Welcome. Yes. Okay. So, do we have you guys here? Angie, are you there?
I'm here. What's up, y'all?
Okay, Candy, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, everyone.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right. So, again, we want to welcome you guys for coming to the show, and we're just going to ask you guys some questions while you're here so we can learn a little bit about you. But first of all, Angie, tell everybody where you're from.
What's up, y'all? I am originally from Texas, but I currently reside in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
All right. And Candy?
Yes, I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay, my first question to you guys is, what is the ultimate goal for you in modeling? What would you like to achieve at the end of your modeling? So we're going to start with Candy on that one.
My ultimate goal is to do Fashion Week.
Okay.
I'm more so okay. You know, aiming towards the fashion industry.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. Angie?
Okay, so my ultimate goal is basically I'm a little bit, you know, I'm not going to expose my age, but I'm a little bit up there in age, and it's to inspire young girls. You know, I may not make it to Fashion Week like Candy, but if I do, then hey, but I want to inspire girls, women, anybody of any age, you know, just to keep going because, I'm a single parent with kids, and I started off a little bit late, but it's just to inspire people to never give up on your dreams, you know, so That's basically my ultimate goal. And y'all excuse me because I'm losing my voice a little bit, so I'm trying.
That's okay. It sounds good. We can hear. Okay. And my next question is this. What is the main thing that you find challenging? I know, like, for instance, for me, it's like getting people to take what you do seriously. You know, you can say modeling. They don't really take modeling as serious as they may do, you know, rapping or singing or something like that. And that's the biggest thing for me. But what is the biggest thing for you guys that you find challenging, you know, as a model? So we'll start with Angie on that one.
The biggest thing I find challenging as a model is, like you said, people taking you serious, like the support.
Mm-hmm.
You would think the support is going to be there, especially from the people that you love, you know, and people that know you and know it's something that was always a passion of yours. But it's not just the support, getting people to spread the word or share your post, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say support.
Yeah. Okay, I agree. Candy?
Okay, my biggest challenge that I'm facing is a little bit coming towards as far as people taking you serious. Now, when I usually say, you know, I'm a model, first thing people think about is video vixen, you know. So that's my biggest challenge. No, I'm not here to be in half naked in videos. No, that's not the type of modeling that I'm aiming to. So as far as being partially nude, you know, that's been my biggest challenge. I'm like, no.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, thank you guys for answering my questions, and I'm going to pass it on to the rest of the group here, and we'll start with DJ Sergeant Rock.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
Hey, look, you want to thank y'all for coming by Real Talk Roundtable to chop it up with us, you know what I'm saying? We want to let you know we really do appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? For real.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank y'all.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Now, my question is, what is your biggest pet peeve?
As a model?
Yeah, what is your biggest pet peeve as a model?
Candy, you wanna go first? I don't know what's my biggest one, because I probably can name a few.
Okay, go off.
Look, it would be one, like Candy said, being half naked, which I'm not going to say I want to be half naked, but I don't mind. I don't want to be labeled as a video vixen, but I don't want to be just looked at as a video vixen. But I don't mind, like, swimsuits. I don't know if I'm going to be nowhere near nude, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, I guess being labeled. And then a lot of people that don't know the hustle of becoming a model, because everybody thinks it's so easy, it's far from just taking a selfie. I had to learn that out the hard way, too. A lot of people think it's easy, or girl, you just a model. And just, you know, just people not, I guess it goes back to people not taking you serious as a model and not understanding how serious it is. And that you really have to have a passion for being a model.
Okay.
Absolutely. Again, I think that goes back to what Tweety was saying about, like, the seriousness that people don't, that's a pet peeve of mine. Oh, girl, you just a model. No, I'm not just a model, baby. You know.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Absolutely.
Your biggest pet
peeve?
As for me, I would say, is that my biggest pet peeve is I always have people asking me as far as doing videos. You know, no, I'm not just, you know, a type of chick that's going to just be put in a video. No, I'm trying to be like magazines. I'm trying to be like international, not just in one of your local, not in one of just your local videos where you just, because you have people that just throwing stuff together. No, you got to be organized. Don't, I'm not finna just be in something and just throw it together. No.
Right.
Even though, you know, it's a lot about being exposed, but you want the right type of exposure.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all my questions, you know what I'm saying? And I'd like to thank you again for stopping by the Real Talk Roundtable, you know what I'm saying? Trill.
Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely. Okay, the God Hey Roo.
Yeah, I got one question and a two-part question. My first question is, how have things changed for you on social media since you started being a part of the Model Squad?
As far as with social media, I have got a lot of, you know, people that's interested in, you know, what type of events that I do. You know, a lot of people starting to reach out to see, you know, what is it that I am doing and trying to do. Versus before, you know, I was just on, you know, social media, just, you know, posting pictures or not. Now I'm using social media to my advantage to, you know, get out there and, you know, connect with different types of people, venues, and that nature.
Okay.
For me, I have been involved in a couple of fashion shows, so social media, it's helped me out a lot. And then I'll actually be, just from social media, I met a lady on social media from Alabama, and I was supposed to be in her fashion show, but she called it off, and I met some people from Atlanta. So I'll be hosting the Atlanta fashion show because they have a height requirement. So I didn't meet the height requirement. I'm a little short on the end of the model, but I mean, it, basically, to sum it up, social media, it helps. It helps me to find out more things that I can be involved in as a model and, you know, even just expand as an entrepreneur. So it helps to grow my fan base a little bit and my networking.
Okay. Now, my second question is a two-part question. What is the weirdest thing somebody has said to you? And the weirdest thing somebody has sent to you on social media.
Okay, I'm supposed to get this out the way because it was really weird. It's really weird that you asked it. I don't know if it's nothing weird that somebody said to me, but the man just flat out right done it. Like, it was on Facebook, and he kept calling. And me, I don't answer everything especially if, like, it's a text and I can see that they really don't want nothing but to waste my time. But this person just kept calling. So I'm like, let me answer this phone. I might be passing up on something.
Right.
You know, and how what can I say on this show? You know, what?
Oh, you can say what you feel. You can say anything.
Oh, yeah. This is a real talk.
Man, look, this man, the video called me
jacking off. I said, I know you're talking to me.
No.
Then I hung up on the video.
No.
Even before I could block him.
Wow.
I swear to God, y'all. Look, even before I could block him, he going to text me and say, did you like it? I'm just saying.
Wow.
On social media, sometimes I'll just do fiberglass sometimes. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that was the weirdest and craziest thing. Now, I don't know if, I mean, people say crazy things all the time, but I wouldn't say crazy. Like, I try to accept a lot of people because I'm, you know, in the entertainment business. But people just make all kind of comments under your posts, like, oh, I want to be
with
you. Yes, yeah, just random ass things. Oh, yeah, but the weirdest thing was that man video calling me and jacking off. I just was stupid.
Right.
My kid, you got to stop
talking. Girl, I can't top that one. Because I ain't answering no calls to nobody on. So you got me on that one. The weirdest thing for me is this guy, he sent me a picture of, you know, some random dude, just a picture of me and him. I'm like,
what?
But I don't even know this dude, so I don't know if Photoshop worked well.
God, he done Photoshopped you?
Oh, man. God damn.
Can you hold girlfriend?
Damn.
He was trying to show you the future.
Damn. Hey,
he put
himself with you.
I ain't even know.
He put himself with you. He like, hey, I'm gonna send this picture off, and I'm gonna Photoshop myself in the picture with her, and she's gonna like it.
Yeah, that's
great. God,
oh y'all. Wow, it's tough out here, boy. I tell you.
Oh, my last question is, do either one of y'all have something y'all doing outside of modeling, or it's like some type of business enterprise, something like that?
I do. I have a group. I call it a social outreach group, and it is up and coming, called Uniquely Undefined Sisters, and it's basically a group for us sisters to come together and stop bashing each other. And, you know, we want to give back to the community as well as to our young girls and, you know, learn that we could be dependent on each other instead of bashing each other and, you know, trying to tear each other down. So that's why
right.
I get the name from Uniquely Undefined Sisters. And plus, we all different. You know, don't judge somebody because they like this and you don't. You know, don't judge somebody because they was raised this way and you was raised this way. You know, we all unique. And I feel like we shouldn't be defined. So let's just come together and make it work, you know. So, yeah, that's my group. Y'all just be on the lookout for it, up and rising, you know, up and coming.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, as far as me, I'm just trying to put together, like, a little cleaning company. That way, because I have my kids are a little older in age, so then that way I can give my kids something, you know, that they can do once they're out of school. You know, try to keep something in the family. So I'm looking into doing something in that area. And that's outside of, you know, working full time as well.
Okay.
All right, man. You know, I appreciate y'all answering them questions, you know. So we're going to pass it on to the next person.
All righty then. Hi. Okay. Ms. Nat.
Okay. Thank you, ladies, for coming on the show. We are so excited to have you guys on today with us on this crazy Real Talk Roundtable. So I want to start with, I'm going to keep it light today. I ain't going to go crazy, but I'm going to start with Angie. Since you know, your teen hero model. And of course, I'm sure, you know, for those who don't know, Hero is a musical artist out of Fort Lauderdale. And I'm sure he's probably one of your musical influences. But outside of him, I want to know from both of you ladies, who is one of your biggest musical inspirations and why?
Okay. It's going to have to be my husband. I'm not going to tell you any lies.
Wow.
T.I.
Okay.
Wow.
T.I., I would say he's one of my biggest inspirations because I feel like he's somebody that came out the hood, still with the hood, but also, you know, what's the word? I mean, he's smart, too, just basically to something. He's smart. He knows.
Right.
But to say when it's like he stands his ground, he doesn't let anybody just get over on him, you know, but he still has him from where he came from. You know, really articulate. I really love him. And maybe he's one of my biggest influences because there's been a crazy since then. But I would have to say T.I. And I want to give a shout out to Hero, too, because Hero was the one of the first people that really inspired me to pursue modeling. You know, that's when I really, really, I just became serious with it this year when Hero reached out to me. So, shout shout out to Hero for, you know, believing in me, a person that he didn't even know.
Absolutely.
Now, that's right. True.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, yeah. Candy, what about you?
For me, gosh, see, I'm a Gucci fan, you know?
Oh, okay. Lord.
Oh,
shit.
Old school Gucci, though.
God damn. Of all the people in the world, you a Gucci fan? God damn.
I'm a Gucci fan. Don't sing. But
is you rolling?
Is
you rolling? I might be.
And why isn't Gucci Mane for you? What is it about Gucci Mane that you like so much?
Because he's so guttle with it and he keep it 100. He done transitioned, you know what I mean? Because he hood, you feel me? Saying I'm out the hood, you know?
Right.
But, you know, this new Gucci, I guess you got to, you know what I mean, appease your different type of fans. You can get more exposure, and that's how you bring that money in. But
okay.
As far as inspiration, I would probably say 50, even though I don't really like how he be moving sometimes, but
okay,
50, he was smart about
right.
how, you know what I mean, how he came up, you know what I mean, and then he went to investing in different areas or whatnot, so he's
right,
very
right.
business-minded. So
okay,
I get that to him as far as when it comes
okay.
into, you know, going from just that rapping and then back into, you know, a bigger picture when it comes to the business. But, like, Sis was saying that, you know, shout out to Hero as well, because, you know, I always got, you know, coming up, like, you look like a model. You don't model?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So I never, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, put that much into it. It was always on the back burner. But as being a single parent, you know, going to school, raising kids, you know, I
wow.
was never able to really get into that avenue. But now that my
mm-hmm.
kids, you know, are teenagers and grown, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm able to, you know, focus more on myself. I don't have to work as many hours. So now I can, mm-hmm. you know, venture out and see what it is like out here in
right.
the modeling world and in this industry. So that's
mm-hmm.
where I'm at, you know, and I just really got into that more so this year. So I'm just, you know, I'm enjoying the moment, you know,
mm-hmm.
as of now. And, you know, shout out to my bro, Hero.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay. Okay, but my last question is, and I'm going to go off of what you said about being a single parent, because I can definitely identify with that. So with
right.
that being said, you know, I understand that, you know, when it comes to teaching our children, raising our children, you know, I don't want to take anything from raising, you know, little boys, because, you know, you have to dig deep with them as well. But we
mm-hmm.
all know that when it comes to young girls, we have a lot to teach our young, you know, princesses
mm-hmm.
about self-worth and, you know, et cetera. So
right.
what advice would you give to our young girls today, especially with the way that the world is going? And I'll start with
good question. Okay. You're talking with me.
Okay, so go ahead. Well, for me, the advice I give, you know, always, you know, treat yourself with respect, no matter what the
okay.
situation is, because people will come at you at all different ways. Now,
yeah.
if you don't stand for something, then you're going to fall for anything like they say.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to
right,
know
right.
your worth. And, you know, don't let nobody degrade you, because it's
right.
happening.
Right.
Left and right. No matter what industry you're getting into, even in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
you just got to
mm-hmm.
stand strong for
absolutely.
What you believe in.
Now, that's true.
And
that's
nobody
right.
can
that's
take
right.
that from
yeah.
you.
mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right. Okay, Ms. Angie.
Okay, and I would say the same thing as she said, respect yourself, but also love yourself and know your worth.
Right.
I have two daughters,
mm-hmm.
and Lord, I do not want them to go through half of what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
So I do try to let them know that, you know, you're beautiful, you're smart. Don't let nobody tell you
yes.
different. Try to have an open line of communication. I know it's things that you're not going to want to tell your parents all the time or your grandparents, but if you know, like I try to teach them, if you know in your heart that something isn't right, you know, reach out to me. Like, so just keep an open mind of communication with your community. We may not always like that you're going to come back and tell us, but we're going to give you the best advice that we can, you know. So love yourself. Don't fall for anything like Candy said. Keep that open line of communication, even if, because I know some girls probably don't have that bond with their mother or their father. And girls need their father just as much as boys need their father. But, you know, feel comfortable with talking, because not talking, that's why I feel like we have so many of our kids committing suicide. That line of communication, y'all, we have to leave it open. Whether it's with one of our friends, don't be mad if your child feel comfortable going to a teacher or your friend, because sometimes we just, you know, even as kids, as a child, you don't feel comfortable talking to your parents. But at least you talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Get it off your chest and keep it all bottled in. And I think that goes for girls and boys. That's how I feel. And then I want to ask you something. Is your name Miss Mac? Like M-A-C-K?
I didn't hear you.
Is your name Miss Mac, M-A-C-K?
N-A-K.
N-A-K, okay. Because I was about to say, girl, we might be related. Because my last name is
ladies, for answering my questions. And again, I want to thank you all for coming on to talk with us today. We really appreciate you guys being here.
Thank you.
And I'm done.
Well, thank you again.
Okay, we got one more host here, and we have a caller on the line that I think wants to speak to you guys. So, Snipe, your question?
Hey, I want to say thank y'all for coming out, you know what I'm saying? And we really appreciate y'all. You know, I'm going to get real a little personal. I'm just going to ask y'all a simple little question. If you had one little thing you can change about yourself, what would it be and why?
Good question.
For me, one thing I would say I would change is I'm a little shy at first. So I would change that about me, because this is an industry where you just got to jump out there and just talk to somebody. You feel me? So that's what I'm working on. I can conversate, but I'm not just like a person that just jumps out there conversating with any and everybody, you know. I kind of like I can conversate with this person here versus just going out there talking to different people.
Okay.
All right.
I can dig that.
I can dig it.
Okay. So I guess it's not waiting on me now.
Yeah.
I guess with me, I'm not as shy, but I'm a little bit more guarded, I guess, so to speak. And then I know in this industry, you know, you have to watch certain things. So I probably would put my guards down just a little, you know, and give people the benefit of the doubt, which is so hard for me. But yeah, just to be less guarded than what I am.
Okay.
Thank y'all again for, you know, answering these questions that we all came at y'all with, and y'all did a good job, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Absolutely.
And appreciate y'all coming on this show, man.
Trill.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, we got a caller here on the line, and we're gonna pull him in here right now. Caller, how you doing?
Yo, what's that?
What's going on?
Get over that here. This hero
sliding
in.
Hey.
All right.
What's up,
Trio? Yeah, man, cooling. I'm in this business with no cape on.
All right. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
That's what's up. Okay, do you have any questions for these two?
Hey, you know what? Well, first of all, from what I heard, I'm sorry that y'all had to go through that shit that y'all was telling the people out here in the world. You know what I'm saying? The jack-off scene. The goddamn Photoshop scene. I'm sorry about that. You just got some weird motherfuckers out there. You know what I mean? They on that shit.
Right.
Sorry about
right.
that. Okay. As long as it ain't us. It ain't us. It's them.
Absolutely. You say, as long as it ain't us, y'all go ahead.
Right.
That's it.
I like Hero.
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay.
Love y'all too, man.
Okay, that's what's up, you guys.
Well,
and,
question.
Again.
I do have a question.
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm sorry.
I was asking, where's everybody else from?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well,
are y'all?
Oh, okay. I'm Sergeant Rock, and I'm from Biloxi, Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? From the bottom of the map. You know what I'm talking about? I'm at the bottom of the bottom. You know what I'm talking about? Real. Real.
Oh, man.
Where you from, Snipe?
Right on.
Don't know. Hey, y'all don't even know from where I'm from. I'm from everywhere.
Wow.
But listen, I'm from everywhere. But anyway, we ain't gonna get into that. But I'm down in Atlanta, y'all. So I see y'all both like T.I. and Gucci. So I'm all down here with them. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still watching out. You know, so I gotta keep my blindfolds on for some of this crazy shit, y'all. Hearing about out here too.
Trill.
Okay, y'all have something going on for Labor Day weekend up there. We might be coming up that way too. Yeah.
Come on. It might be hot as fuck, but come on.
Yeah, it's about to be hot as fuck, but come on. Hey, come at your own risk. This is not
right
on. Come at your own risk.
Okay, Ms. Nat, where you from, baby?
I'm originally
I'm
from
originally from Brooklyn.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
what
okay.
The, I'm
what
originally
the
from
that?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Not but funny. primarily raised in West Virginia, but I currently live in Huntington, West Virginia. Right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Trill.
Okay. The God Hate Rule.
Yeah, man, you know, I'm born and raised in South Central Los Angeles.
That's
you know, both South Central.
Okay.
The LA,
yeah, baby.
You know,
where the players play. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
I'm freshly camped out in Hieranus, you know, in the stratosphere.
Okay, I'm fucking done. Okay. Well, you guys, I'm from Sweet Home, Alabama, okay, where we do not tolerate any type of abortions or none of that. We cut your dicks off. If you put them little kids, you your dick coming
oh,
out.
Oh, shit.
You know, that's
wow.
That's
okay.
And, they real about that
shit.
They really
uh-oh,
don't move to Alabama. Fuck shit.
Ain't
happening.
They cut your dicks off.
They cut your dicks off. They just came to
the law,
y'all.
Dang.
Yeah, they passed the law.
Alabama, they cut your dicks off in.
They cut
okay.
it in all of Alabama. Listen, if you a pedophile and you fuck a kid.
Okay.
Oh, you
yeah,
gotta
no
pay
death.
For your own dick to be cut off before you get
what?
Out of jail. Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
Before you get out of jail.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
When they pass that law?
I'm not even
mad. Look at it.
Wait.
Look
hey.
It up.
God damn. They're
hey,
making
hey,
you pay for
hey.
It.
I understand that law too, man. So, hey.
Hold on. You in jail. How the hell is you going to pay for it? You in jail.
I don't know. That may be the thought about it. That may be what you did. You have to have your money ready.
You have to serve time. No, you have to serve time until you pay your fees, though.
Man. Hey, I ain't coming to Alabama. Fuck that shit.
Goddamn.
Not at all. Alabama's off limits. Shit.
Okay, you guys, I just want to say, because I don't want to hold you guys up any longer, I appreciate you so much for stopping by with us, but I do want to put you guys in the hot seat before you leave.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
All right?
Uh-oh.
Get ready for this.
Okay.
Get ready for this shit. All
right.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
this
was
that real talk wrestling.
Hey,
yeah. Hot seat is where is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So the hot seat question is, what is a major turnoff for you on a first date? Okay.
Ooh.
And we'll start with Miss Angie. What's a major turnoff for you during a first date?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. We all grown, and we all know what we want. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But where I'm at in my life, a turnoff is trying to fuck on the first night. Now, I might get to you on the second night. Look, I'm just going to be grown, but look, can we get to know each other at least one day?
I don't like,
if she has sex with you on the first, second day, whatever, she's a hoe, whatever. No, John Legend, he admitted to having sex with his wife on the first day, and look how far they got. But me, I just would at least like to take the first day to get to know each other a little bit.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
So I was just trying to, you know, I know we grown. Don't use that line in me. We grown, yeah, I know this, you know. But let's talk. Let's get to know each other a little bit. So I'll say something else.
Okay.
All right, Miss
Trill.
Major turnoff for me on the first date would be, you know, end of the night with a kiss. I don't go around just kissing anybody because, you know, they don't know what the hell you doing. You feel me? You might be out there working on everybody. You feel me? And my lips probably just crazy. I ain't trying to, you know what I mean, affect that in any kind of way.
Wow.
You ain't no souls and all of that.
Wow.
Lately that I have seen on the internet be some of everywhere. Like, you would be surprised where these people put their mouths. See, I knew y'all was going to show out in front of company. I knew it.
We're sorry.
I didn't know how real.
We all right. Shit.
Okay, we want to thank you guys so much for coming through to hang out with us on Real Talk Roundtable, and we invite you back anytime. If you got something going on, let us know, and we'll help promote over here on the show. And you can always call in and request some hero music over here, and we'll play that. So make sure you guys spread the word on that, too. And Hero, we thank you for calling in and supporting.
Love
and,
you, Hero.
Being a face. Amen.
Oh, no.
Appreciate that. Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Okay, you guys, we're going to play a song right here, and we're going to get out of here. But do you guys want to give out your information, tell people how they can find and follow you on social media? We'll start with Candy.
All right, so you can find me on Facebook at Candy Nathan. Just remember, K, so that's K-A-N-D-Y, and Nathan. and also on Instagram, Miss Candy Can. That's all one word. So that's MSKANDYKAN. So Miss Candy Can and Candy Nathan on Facebook. All right.
Absolutely.
Look forward to accepting some new friend requests. Trying to get my numbers up.
Okay.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Absolutely.
Nah.
Okay, Miss Angie.
That's it.
Okay, so y'all can follow me on Facebook at Angie B. That's spelled ANNGEEBEE. Yes, I'm special. Okay. And then on Instagram, spelled the same way, is Angie B 4, the number 4. So again, ANNGEEBEE and the number 4. Also, I heard somebody said that they was from Atlanta. Can't remember which one of y'all said that.
That's
but
me.
I will be
tonight.
Okay. So I will be hosting the Atlanta Fashion Experience on November 16th in Atlanta, Georgia. That's going to be at the, let me see y'all, at the Atlanta City Atrium. If y'all familiar with that. I'll be hosting the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And also I will be in a fashion show, and the location is to be announced. On November 30th in New Orleans, Louisiana, with Expose Your Beauty. So,
okay.
So y'all can make
sure you keep us posted.
I will. Y'all follow me on Instagram and Facebook. I try to stay relevant as I can. So yeah, I'll be posting updates on that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, Hero.
Yeah, if y'all looking for me, y'all can go to www.heroismusic.com. And everybody that's a part of the movement, you know what I'm saying, you can find everybody on there. Y'all go to the Model Squad section, click on their picture, it'll take you straight to their social media. And, you know, it is what it is from now.
Okay. All right, now.
All right, you guys, thanks again for stopping by to hang out with us, and you are invited back at any time.
Yes.
We're going to get into some of this Hero Game Boy, and we're going to come back and get out of here. You guys don't go nowhere.
Y'all already know what time it is. About to get off in that game, nigga. Controllers hooked up. About to play my shit. Let go. Think before you judge me. Yeah.
right, you guys. Real Talk Roundtable. We have completed our first episode of our season 2 premiere. And we will be right back here tomorrow, you guys, at 9 p.m. for the second part of our premiere show.
That's right.
So thank everybody that tuned in tonight. And you guys, share the link. Share the link. You can share this link, and it'll be here forever. So you can go back and listen to it after we're done. So make sure you share it with your friends and family and everybody. So salute and shout out to everybody that listened tonight. Continue to listen to us on our regular night, which is Mondays at 9 p.m. here on Tweety Bird Central.
Right.
So we will see you guys tomorrow night. And we out this morning.
We're talking round table.
Out.